30th Sunday, Year C, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 35, verses 12 to 14 and 16 to 18. Do not offer him a bribe, for he will not accept it, and do not charge to an unrighteous sacrifice, for the Lord is the judge, and with him is no partiality. He will not show partiality in the case of a poor man, and he will listen to the prayer of one who is wronged. He will not ignore the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow when she pour out her story. Do not the tears of the widow run down her cheek as she cry out against him who had called them to fall? He who serveth is pleasing to the Lord will be accepted, and his prayer will reach to the clouds. The prayer of the humble pierces the clouds, and he will not be consoled until it reaches the Lord. He will not desist until the Most High visits him, and does justice for the righteous, and executes the judgment. And the Lord will not delay, little will he be patient with them, till he crushes the loins of the unmerciful and repay vengeance on the nations, till he take away the multitude of the insolent and breaks the scepters of the unrighteous. The second reading from second letter to the Timothy, verses 4, chapter 4, verse 6 to 18. For I am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure had come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. At my first defense, no one took my part or deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Third, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortionist, unjust, adulterer, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the faith, and the necessary attitudes in praying. How can one prayer be responded by God is the theme of all today reading. Before praying, people need to know some basic attitudes they must have. God is the judge. Never be partial to or bribe from everyone. All sincere prayers shall be received. What God promises, He shall fulfill it. People can never become righteous by themselves, because all are sinners. People can only be righteous by their faith in God and by trying to keep all what God teaches them. Today readings enunciate the basic knowledge. In the first reading, the author of the book of Sirach described God is the judge. Never be partial or bribe. He protects the right of the oppressed, and hears the cry of the widow and the orphans. In the second reading, Paul knew in advance what shall happen to him in his last day at Rome. He shall be forsaken by his companion and be maltreated by the Jews and the Roman authorities. But he had a firm faith in God. He believed God shall deliver him from all dangers and had already for him the crown of righteousness in heaven. In the Gospel, Jesus cited a story to remind his disciples their needed attitude when praying. Do not rely on their righteousness or despise others, but rely on God's mercy and humbly confess all their sin. Second analysis, the first reading. God listened to all sincere prayers. Third point, God does it rightly, not partially. He is not like worldly kings and leaders who yield to partially judge for their material profits. God is the judge who only judges according to the truth. He does not take bribery, and no one can buy God. Moreover, all people are his children, so he had a special concern for the unjustly oppressed. The author of Sirach listed out two kinds of people whom God paid a special care. First, the poor who are unjustly oppressed. He will not show partiality in the care of a poor man, and he will listen to the prayer of one who is wronged. Second, the widow and the orphan. These people have no husband or father to protect them, so God shall protect them from those who oppress them. He will not ignore the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow when she pour out her story. Do not the tears of the widow run down her cheek as she cry out against him who had caused them to fall? Second point. God pay attention to all prayers. Some people question, how can God hear and respond to all people's prayers, especially of those who are oppressed or have no merit before Him? God controls the world by His angels. They are His messengers to bring people real up to Him and to convey His grace to people. For example, the archangel Raphael revealed this when he told Tobias all God planned for his family when his father Tobit and his wife Sarah prayed to him. The author of Sirach also confirmed that God hears all people's prayers and examine each case to see what He should do for people. He cited two cases in which God guarantees their prayer. First, the one who works for the Lord. He who serves it pleasing to the Lord will be accepted, and his prayer will reach to the clouds. Second, the one who is humble. The prayer of the humble pierces the cloud, and he will not be consoled until it reaches the Lord. He will not desist until the Most High visits him and does justice for the righteous and executes judgment. Therefore, the needed attitudes are to be humble and to firmly believe that our prayers shall be brought up to God by His angels. God shall examine each case and grant it as He knows it is good for us. Second reading. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for His heavenly kingdom. Third point. Paul completely believed in God's providence. After witnessing for Christ in Jerusalem, Paul had a vision during the night in which Christ appeared to console and to let him know that he shall witness for him at Rome too. Christ also let him know all dangers are waiting for him at Rome. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, his disciple, when he was in prison at Rome, with a purpose to encourage Timothy being ready to witness for Christ. He wrote, I am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure had come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. For did not think He is worthy with the crown of righteousness by His works, but He wanted to emphasize on the faithful believing in Christ. He is the judge. He shall declare Paul as the righteous person and give him the reward for his faith, which is the crown of righteousness. This passage is a roof for those who misunderstood Paul when they said that people according to Paul are justified by faith only, and have no need of doing anything to show their faith. Paul robed his faith in Christ by fulfilling the mission of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles which Christ had entrusted to him. And now he's also ready to pour out his blood to witness for the gospel he's preaching at Rome, the land of Gentiles. Second point. Paul could overcome all obstacles before because he firmly believed in God. Looking back at Paul's life of preaching, we are startled by his perseverance when facing suffering both inside and outside of his body, as he wrote in today's passage. At my first defense, no one took my part or deserted me. May it not be charged against them. Though being suffered at such, Paul imitated Christ by not only he did not blame them, but also prayed for them. Paul recognized that the strength to suffer and the success in preaching of the gospel do not come from him, but from his complete church in Christ. He confessed, "But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I will rescue from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Third, the gospel. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. First, we need to know Jesus' intention when citing this story. It should rebuke those who are calling them the righteous and despise others. The third point, the Pharisee prideful attitude. The Pharisee way of praying. By looking at the people's behavior, we can recognize what they think. The passage describes two contrasted behavior between the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed. He thought that he deserved of what he asked for. The Pharisee found ways to extol him. He found two ways to extol him, by debasing others and telling good about himself. He accused and debased others when he prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even like the tax collector." Praying is talking to God. It is not the time to accuse others. He might thank God who gave him grace to be such a good person, but it is not things God wants to hear. God wants him to recognize his weakness, not to condemn others, because it is not his business. He talked about his accomplishments. "I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." His displaying of accomplishments showed that he did not know who God is. God is the one who knows all his works and intentions. He had no need to be reminded by him. Even his paying of tithes is only to return what God gave to him. If we pay a close attention to the Pharisee prayer, we shall recognize that he did not ask God for anything. He only thanked God, or to be more exact, he only displayed of his accomplishment for God to see. Second point. The tax collector way of praying. His behavior. The tax collector was standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He knew he was a sinner. He knew that he had no merit before God. Therefore, he completely relied on God's compassion. Third point, the results of prayers. God is the only one who accepts people's prayers. Jesus proclaimed the result as follows. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The reason for accepting or rejecting a prayer is clearly proclaimed by Jesus. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. To proclaim who is righteous completely belongs to God, because there is no one without sin. People become righteous because of their faith in Christ, who took away people's sin and reconciled them to God. The self-proclaimed righteous attitude causes many dangers for people. First, since they think they are good, they have no need of God's forgiveness. We can see this kind of people in every generation. For example, the Pharisees in Jesus' time, the Pelagists or semi-Pelagists in St. Augustine's time, etc. St. Paul said to his community, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. See the first letter of John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. Second, the people think they have no sin. That is because they do not carefully examine of themselves or their conscience. It's so bad that they can differentiate between good and evil. If they carefully examine their conscience, they shall recognize they are also sinners at heart. Third, when they think they are perfect, they easily despise and judge others. This bad habit causes them to have no peace and destroy their family and community, because they want others to live according to their perfect standards. Application in life. The prayer with a loyal desire to do God's will shall certainly be heard by God. There is no prayer which shall not be ascended to him. We must be ready to face suffering to witness for God. He shall protect and give us strength to overcome them. We must have a humble attitude when praying by confessing we are sinners and look for God's forgiveness. Amen.